Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on June 24th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm doing great. One of my favorite organizations we're going to talk with today. I really love
it. Yeah, yeah.
This is the thing. The Chamber has been here for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
They are babies compared to the organization that we're talking to today.
Mm, yes, that's right.
Babies. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Margaret Alvarez, Suzanne Scherer, and Laura Fisher from the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach. Margaret Alvarez is co-president of the club, along with Suzanne Scherer, for the 2015-16 term. Prior to this, Margaret served as treasurer and has been active with the organization since 2014. Margaret and her husband have lived in Manhattan Beach for over 20 years, and her professional background includes real estate management, development, and finance, primarily in the affordable housing arena. She is currently assisting with a project in Marina Del Rey to renovate over 200 luxury apartment units. Suzanne Scherer was born and raised in Tenafly, New Jersey, and is a 16-year resident of Manhattan Beach. She owns two businesses with her partner husband, one based in Riverside and the other in Hermosa Beach. Suzanne has been a multiple-term board member for the Neptunian Women's Club as VP of fundraising and has just joined Margaret as co-president. On the advisory board walk, she has just joined Margaret Alvarez as co-president. She's also on the advisory board of Walk with Sally and the executive committee for Count on Me Foundation. Suzanne also enjoys traveling with friends and family, spending time with her three rescues, and enjoying all the activities available in our South Bay. Now, Laura Fisher is the Director of Communications for the Neptunian Women's Club. Last year, she served as the website manager and led the team of members that began the rebranding of the organization through a local logo contest to find a fresh logo and the revamping of the website. Professionally, she has two passions. Laura is a marketing and brand strategy consultant for entrepreneurs who specializes in creating frameworks that increase efficiency and lead to growth in their business. She is also a strategic coach for successful yet overwhelmed businesswomen who want to make a big life transition or to make a change in an area of their life that is not functioning optimally. Laura and her husband live in both Redondo Beach and Chicago. Now, Joe, this morning we're going to learn about the Neptunian Women's Club, their mission, and the scholarships they recently presented to local students. Suzanne, Margaret, Laura, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you, Jackie.
Thank
we're
you.
Really
thank
excited
you.
To be here.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you very much. And as I said, Suzanne, 60 years, that's nothing compared to the Neptunian Women's Club.
This is true. We're very excited. But, you know, and we have people that are close to 100 still. We have long-term associates that just are excited by where they were and where they're going.
Right. And 1912, by the end of 1912, Neptunian Women's Club was incorporated. And then they purchased their location at 10th and Highland for $500 in 1917. That was a good investment, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I think so.
Amazing.
They're as old as the city. The city, didn't the city recently celebrate their 100 years?
Yes,
they
believe,
did.
A couple of years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So you're as old as the city.
They're older than the city.
They're older than the city.
The Neptunian Women's Club actually worked with the founding fathers to get our city incorporated and did so many things prior to that time that a lot of people really aren't aware of. It was, you know, a very bold and exciting move on behalf of a very handful of, you know, great and strong women.
If you look at that picture of the founding members, those women look tough.
Yes, they do.
They had to be
tough. This was like the Wild West out here back then.
You don't want to walk down a dark alley and cross these women. No.
They make cities, Joe.
They make cities. There you go. Wonderful, wonderful history to the Neptunian Women's Club. But I'll tell you, I have to tell you, Margaret, I was shocked. I'm putting the show together. I do my little thing with the bios and the pictures and all that. And I'm putting up the logo, and it's a different logo.
It is a different logo. Last summer.
What happened? Well,
one of the things we decided is that our club was changing and growing so much and that we really wanted a new logo and a new representation for our club and new excitement, generate some excitement and enthusiasm among the ladies and within the community. So last summer we created a committee, like all good organizations do, and started talking about how we would do that. And one of the big ideas we had was to change our logo and change our website and make everything pretty and fresh and new. And we had a, as you mentioned earlier, a community sponsored logo contest last summer. And the logo that you see is one that was selected from, I think, over 30 logos that we had submitted to choose from.
It's wonderful. And I have to say, it reminds me, Jackie, a lot of your logo.
Oh, a little bit.
I mean,
we're both water-based.
There's a starfish involved. There's a starfish involved. That harkens back to the original logo. What a brilliant confluence of influences. But then there's the hair. It's definitely a women's club. The hair is important, right? And you can see that
One of the exciting things I wanted to mention about the whole logo contest and the branding and the committee is that Laura, who we consider now an old member, was actually a new member at that time, and she completely stepped up and took it on. And it's just really exciting, you know, for the opportunities that new associates can have. And, you know, fast forward, Laura's now, you know, on the board in the communications area. So, you know, I think that that's a very special time for us because it was really, really a collaboration between some of our older existing members and a whole bunch of new members. So it was really a great time, and Laura did a fantastic job.
Right. And I have to say, you know, we're going to get into talking about the scholarships. My daughter, Olivia, who was lucky enough to win a scholarship from the Neptunian Women's Club, has gone on to do very well at UC Davis, and she's graduated. She graduated actually in 2012. And we were so thankful for that award, and it really helped her out quite a bit. And we're thankful for everything that Neptunian women do. I have to say my favorite thing is the gift wrapping.
Would you like to come wrap with us?
Actually, that's a fun thing.
Can
guys do that?
Absolutely. You can come and be a Mantunian.
A Mancunian. Okay.
We love anyone who'd like to help us. You should ask my husband, who every Christmas Eve is a Mancunian and comes and tears down the booth with a bunch of volunteers, and we bring all the supplies back to our clubhouse. So we love help.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like.
Well, Joe, that might defeat the purpose. I mean, don't you go to the wrapping because you can't wrap?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that you want to be actually rapping. You can help with the setup and the breakdown, but I don't think you should be rapping, ladies.
Okay.
I think you could solicit customers.
Yes, I'm good at that.
There you go.
Yes,
okay,
you are.
Yeah. Yeah, because he goes to you guys because he just fails as a rapper.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What a great revamp and sort of reboot. I love the new website, and of course, I love that you have the logos for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I mean, this is 2016, right? You got to have the Instagram and the Twitter logos. You got to have that going, and it's fresh. It's all about seeing people, the young people involved, and the history, of course, and then the events, and then. What is this about a new clubhouse?
Ooh, yes. Very exciting.
What?
So, our clubhouse is old. And
1970.
Over the years, even though there was some refreshing a couple decades ago, it's now looking a bit tattered. And the Neptunian Women's Club operating costs rely solely on our rentals. Because everything we raise for philanthropy goes out, and we want to raise more and more every year. So to make a very long story short, we've wanted to renovate the building to make those necessary improvements that will, make it more desirable for rentals, because it's a fantastic space and an affordable space, but also because we're in the heart of, downtown Manhattan Beach, and we want to look good. So Mike Sims and the Sims Group has been a long-term supporter of the Neptunian Women's Club, and he just really loves the club and what we do for the community, and he really kind of started it off when he came in, looked at the clubhouse, and literally said, I want to build you guys a commercial-grade kitchen.
Mm.
And that's really where it went, and I think, Margaret or Laura could probably speak more to this than I. But it's just, it's been a series of people helping us. Michael Lee loved the building, loved what the Neptunians does. He's one of the most gifted architects in the entire, Southern California area. And he basically adopted us. He did the renderings. He's done so much for us, all as a donation. And then people keep coming on board to help us. So we it made this a possibility. So we are right now about to launch a campaign to raise money to really renovate the building. So with the ultimate goal, to be honest, to increase our philanthropy, because we that's what we do, and that's our mission, and that's what we've always done. And we feel that we have, it's what we're supposed to do. So this is right. Just one part of the future for us.
920 Highland Avenue.
Okay, you're mm-hmm. you're not gonna change the exterior, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
well, we are.
Oh, yes,
we
oh.
are.
Yes, we are.
It's such a landmark.
It's still a landmark.
1970.
I know, but it's
still
a,
going to look.
Yeah.
What?
It's going the building. We're not tearing down the building. We're just renovating the building, and we're keeping the. We're actually, Jack, you'll like this. We're actually going back to the original entrance to the clubhouse. Laura has pictures that she can send you and everything, but. It's such a clean, lovely space that will show that there's life in the building. People will begin to understand what we do there. Because I think, on the first show, Jackie, that you ever had us on, we joked that people thought it was a swim club or a more,
right.
It was a place where, it was the Neptune Society where we bury people in the sea. And we laugh about that, but that's really a misperception. So this is just a lovely upgrade to where it's just going to be a stunning venue that people will want to use, that people will want to visit. We have so many events in that clubhouse, the annual art competition from K through 12. We award our scholarships there. The MiraCosta Choir sings during December. So I promise you it is full and beautiful and understated, but it's really, it kind of goes with our branding and our need for the community to really understand who we are, see what we do, and support our efforts to raise more money for scholarships.
Okay, I believe you.
Jackie, you know what? You can go right onto our website, NeptunianWC.org, mm-hmm. and there's a picture right there of what it's going to look like.
Okay.
And I know Margaret can talk a lot more about what is actually going to go on, some of the upgrades that we're going to make, but I think a photo is a great way to start and see the difference that it actually will make in the community.
Yeah, no, it's just, yeah. It's just the building is just, as I said, it's such a landmark. Every time I drive by, I go, Neptunians! I never confuse you.
No,
I think one.
No, go on, please.
Well, this is Margaret. I was just going to say that, you know, right now we have two very closed-off entry doors and no windows in the front. And the way Michael Lee has designed it is very similar to many of his buildings, where it's very open and welcoming. There'll be a big corner patio and large commercial windows so that when you drive by, instead of just seeing a building with some tile on the side, you'll actually look into the clubhouse and see the space, and you'll see people spilling out into an open area patio. And it really will be a very much more inviting indoor-outdoor use of space.
Oh, this is nice. This is nice. I'm looking at the rendering. This is
Yay.
Nice. This is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it really will tie us into the community, and instead of looking closed off, really say, welcome, come on in.
Right.
And one of the most important things we're doing for our own comfort and for rentability is adding air conditioning, which we've never had there. And the second benefit of that will really help our neighbors in our neighborhood, because as you put 150 people in a room and they start talking or have music, it is quite loud. And the windows are always open because of the lack of air conditioning, and being able to keep the windows closed and the air conditioner on, it'll make the whole environment much more comfortable for our neighbors. And I think that's a very good plus.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, people at the beach, we don't have air conditioning. I still don't have air conditioning. I know what an issue that is.
But I appreciate the preparation. This committee handled everything, because now they have a story for the neighbors. They have
mm-hmm.
a story for signage and for people that want to rent the space. There's a lot of great stories here.
Are you going to keep your mosaic? Not mosaic. Is it a mosaic or tiles? Do you have that? It's a mosaic, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a mural. Yeah,
mural.
You know, we Michael Lee, we talked a lot about that. Because it, you know, it is a piece of who we are, but there wasn't any way to do the renovation to keep that intact.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up there. I mean, actually not all that long, but it'll break down. The mm-hmm. the hope is that we'll be able to capture some of the smaller pieces mm-hmm. and memorialize it inside the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have a little piece of that with us. But the reality is that in that kind of a construction, that we would lose that. So, unfortunately, we'll not be keeping that.
You need an archaeologist. I'm sure an archaeologist could take that thing apart and then put it back together, I'll bet.
Well, we could make it a line item, but I think the air conditioning might win over.
Okay. Well, we need an archaeologist to donate their skills.
Yeah, yeah. There must be an archaeologist someplace in the South Bay.
That's right.
Get the word out.
We love talking about the club in general, but there's something that you guys do every year for the students and the young people in the South Bay that really has touched our family, my family personally, and we're going to talk about that today, and that's the scholarships that the Neptunian Women's Club are responsible for handing out every year. And it's just what a wonderful benefit it is to those students. What's the name, technically, what's the name of what the scholarship program is?
It's the Neptunian Women's Club Scholarship Program.
Oh, boy. What a name.
There's a couple of scholarships that are specific,
yeah.
but most of the scholarships, I think, you know, are you know, the result of the three large fundraising events that we have throughout the year, the holiday fashion show and luncheon, the holiday wrap that you spoke of, in our August event, which has traditionally been the food, wine, and music event. And basically all the fundraising from those efforts go into our scholarship fund. And that is what has allowed us this year to give out over 60,000 in scholarships for, you know, high school students at MiraCosta, as well as college students at El Camino College.
Right. Wow. $60,000. That is just amazing.
Especially considering 5 years ago, it was about $9,500.
Yeah.
So it's really the trend and the support that we feel we should be giving our community. And I believe, Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, but El Camino College, we are now the number two largest donor to that college. And
wow.
For MiraCosta, yes, and for MiraCosta, we are consistently the donor that increases the year, the amount of the scholarships that we award. So we're very, very, very proud of that. We feel our founding sisters would be very proud of that as well.
Yes, yes.
And one of the cool things I love about this, the scholarships is just the when you get to meet the students and learn their stories. And, you know, these students are from not only, you know, just because they go to MiraCosta, they also, students who go to MiraCosta not only live in the Manhattan Beach area, but some of the people that we gave scholarships to, for example, this year were from Lawndale, Hawthorne, Torrance, Westchester. It's all over the South Bay. They just all happen to go to MiraCosta High School. But I think that is, you know, meeting these young individuals and really being able to help them on their journey of education and empowerment is, you know, the luncheon where these words are giving out is one of my favorite luncheons, just because you can just feel the energy in the room and you know that you're doing something that's going to help the future.
And it helps out a lot. I mean, when you look at the cost of education today, I mean, it's gone through the roof. Never mind tuition, books. Every kid needs a laptop. You know, it's so ridiculously expensive to go to college now, and this just it helps tremendously. Tremendously.
Good, Laura.
And that's where the El Camino students too. You know, they need help to subsidize their tuition and their books and their fees. And that's where also the need to help college students has come in as well.
I love it. They're keeping it local.
Yes.
Yeah, but one of the really delightful things at our luncheon this year was talking to the parents, because as you said, Joe, the parents are equally appreciative as the kids to have some assistance with
Believe
the financial
me.
Funding of this.
Yes.
Yes. And so it was really fun to watch the parents just beaming and being so happy and proud of their children. And one of the things we do is have the students each stand up and say something. And it's always just so fun and delightful to hear their stories and how their personality comes through when they talk about how they applied and what they plan to do with it. And one young man this year stood up there and said, "I've been a Neptunian my whole life." And we all chuckled. But he then spoke about how he had participated in the art program that we do and had shown his work at the art show every year since he was in third grade, and that he had just grown up through the Neptunian ranks and now received this scholarship for school. And he was just so excited to be part of our club and considered himself part of our organization. It was really touching.
Wow. Wow.
I think there's a misperception, unfortunately, in our community that children who go to MiraCosta are very well off, because sometimes people will say, well, why MiraCosta? Why another school? I mean, these are need-based scholarships to families and children who really need assistance. And there's a committee through our VP of philanthropy the committee interviews these students. And it's really heartbreaking to not have more money to help all the applicants and qualified applicants, from everything from people who want a degree in art to wanting to do pre-med. So, you know, part of our short-term plan has always been our long-term plan to increase the amount of money we can give out for scholarships. There was a gal 3 years ago that we gave a scholarship to in the area of art. And 2 years ago, we saw a piece that she did, an oil self-portrait. It was one of the most beautiful paintings I've ever seen. And based on that, she was already awarded a full master's to a very well-known school for her art. So it is really exciting and rewarding to see what happens when you give a little help and a little support.
Right, right. This is the seed to allow them to grow. Yeah.
And MiraCosta is that's the only high school in Manhattan, Hermosa, right? Like people that live in Hermosa can go to MiraCosta, right? We have kind of a shortage of high schools in the South Bay at this point, don't we?
I don't know. We have an abundance of children.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Look at it. Yeah. Half glass full. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main motivations behind redoing the building as well, because we'll be able to not only cover the cost of the building, but we'll be able to have excess funds when we update the building and rent it out more to give more and more scholarships in addition to our fundraising efforts.
There are a few areas in technology that we talk about, you know, the Ubers of the world, the Lyfts, the Airbnbs, the Facebooks, but in personal experiences, weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs,
graduation,
big birthdays.
Yeah,
people are spending more and more. The wedding, there is no upper limit. People are spending more and more money on these experiences, and being a great location to host these events is a fabulous way to earn income. So,
and that all that income goes right back into the community after we cover the costs of our building.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that should go on for another 104 years at least.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Fantastic.
No, it's very exciting. We really look at ourselves as kind of like those founding mothers that you talked about,
right,
that we're really at a point where we can be the group that sets the club in a good path for the next 100 years. Absolutely.
But having said that, we will need a lot of and a lot of community help to make this a reality for us. It's a bold project, but it's one that we are all committed to and all in with. So we're really excited.
Fantastic. We're excited to highlight such a worthy organization that does so much good for the community. And Jackie, you want to do the
station break. Station break.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about the Neptunian Women's Club scholarships today, and we're talking about the history and what's going on with the Neptunian Women's Club and the new clubhouse that is planned. We're talking about everything Neptunian. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we're back, and that's our station break. Jackie, where do you want to go next?
Well, actually, maybe Suzanne can answer this. Well, I don't know. Whoever's been there longest can answer this. Clubs such as yours, throughout the years, 104 years, membership, you know, highs, lows, how do you bring in new members? I mean, I understand the whole rebranding, which is a great way to make people aware of your organization, to bring in young blood, you know, because you always need young blood. You always need new blood. How has that worked over the last 104 years?
I can speak to a little, and I think Laura could speak to more, and then also Margaret. So in, you know, meeting with some of the past presidents, they'll tell these great stories about how, you know, when they became president, there was like 40 members. And, you know, what they would do is they would just go into the community like they do right now, and they garden at the 9/11 memorial, and they'd run the blood drive, and they would really do outreach in the community. And through that, they would meet people, and people would love what they were doing, and they would become members because of that, you know. And literally fast forward to today, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, that, you know, the majority of our new members, and we're now at 300 and count and growing, is from referrals. Your neighbor, your friend, someone you meet through a community activity, another partnership that you have where someone volunteers and wants to join you. So in the age of a lot of technology and, you know, doing a lot of that, really we are we have been very traditional in just one-on-one interactions. And really that's, wouldn't you agree, ladies, that's to date how we've really gotten most of our new members.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree. Go ahead, Margaret.
I was going to say, I think that's absolutely true. I know that I've run with a group of women, and two of them had joined a few years ago and had been talking about Neptunian and invited several other of us to be a part of it. So now there's four or five of us that are part of the Neptunian group. And, you know, we can go around the circle at any time and at the club and find out that almost everyone came because a friend invited them to come. And the second reason is that, like myself, that have lived in Manhattan Beach for a long time, there comes a point where you're working less and enjoying life more, and you just want to get more tied into the community and meet your neighbors and know what the town is doing. And Neptunian has been an excellent resource for that, for getting tapped into the community and feeling like you're a part of things and attending things and knowing people and creating more of that small town atmosphere in your own life. So it's been really wonderful.
And I'd absolutely agree with both of them. And I would add on to it, you know, I was one of those people who didn't know anyone. And I think there's also a lot of people out there that are looking like I am. I was looking for, you know, an organization that I could give back to that was local, being busy. A lot of our newer members, especially a lot of the newer members, are full-time working, everyone, you know, busy lives, and you're looking to, as a way to, what can I do that was flexible, what's easy, how can I give back and feel good and connect with the community? And this is such a great organization for doing that. I don't know any other organization where simply all you need to do is sign up, go online, check us out, sign up, and then start getting involved. And there's a lot of opportunities. We make it easy. I will say, too, the one thing that's the best, it's not a have to, it's a want to, because you there's no set requirements, but you want to, because when you start to get involved, you have a lot of fun, you meet great women, you meet inspiring women. I love that we're a multi-generational club, meaning that, to your point, you know, the chamber's been around for 60 years. We have a member that's been a member of our organization for 55 years.
Wow.
And then we have people who've been a member for a month. I mean, we run the gamut from mid-20s, you know, all the way up. And it's kind of cool to have diverse, strong women to learn from and to be around and to hear about. It's really, really a special place.
It sounds like you're nimble. You know, it sounds, because a lot of times older organizations can get stuck. You know, this is the way we do it. This is the way we've always done it. But it sounds like you're nimble, that you don't have that issue. Because I know a lot of older clubs get, you know, that happens to them. Don't you agree?
I've seen that happen, yes.
Yeah. But you sound like you're nimble with the new logo and the branding and updating and everything. You're constantly looking forward, moving forward. It's not, you're not stagnant, you know. And speaking of not being stagnant, you have your events. How long have you guys been doing the holiday wrap?
I would say, I've asked that question, but I would say probably going around four decades.
Yeah, so you're doing that, it's successful, it works, but at the same time, you're doing new things like the chili cook-off. You guys are doing
that.
Oh,
We love the chili cook-off. And that actually is a great story because one of our associates, Nancy Brankovich, was a new associate, and she happened to you know, just love doing special events. And she and I talked, and we both thought it would be fun to do a chili cook-off. And then through our partnership, you know, with our friends at the fire department, I mean, that's how it started, you know, 2+ years ago. And every year, for the past 2 years, we've done a chili cook-off at the fire station in January. You know, 400 people come. It's a family event. It's affordable, and it raises about $24,000 for the Manhattan Beach Firefighters Burn Foundation. So So now the third annual chili cook-off will be in January, and we said to the Firefighters Association, who is now their own 501c3, you know, it's really been great. We love you guys. We get to come now to just, you know, pay our tickets and have fun. And they're like, no, 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 no. Are you kidding me? We've got to do this in partnership with the Neptunian Women's Club. So what is planned now for the last Sunday of January of next year is that it is going to be the third annual chili cook-off to benefit the Neptunian Women's Club and the Manhattan Beach Firefighters Association's Burn Foundation, our first joint partnership fundraiser. So we're really, really excited now to take that leap in fundraising as well. And again, you know, giving back to each other, supporting each other. We love to support other nonprofits. I mean, only through that do you really move your city forward, help your community, help the people in your community. So we're really excited about that. And Jackie, I'll never forget, you put us on, before the first one, and we had people lined around the block to come and buy tickets that day. We sold over a third of the tickets the day of the event. It was really, really exciting. We're very grateful for all the support you gave us.
You know something? There's nothing I enjoy more than finding new events like that, you know, that nobody knows about and getting the word out there about them. I mean, I'm always excited about that. And it is a great event. Joe, I don't know if you – have you been? Did you go to it?
Yeah, I haven't been lately, but yes, I have.
Well, it's only been 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
It's only been two years.
Year.
It's a fabulous, fabulous event for anybody out there listening that hasn't been to it. First off, it's in the firehouse, right? I mean, who doesn't? And it's a great firehouse. It's huge. It's, you know, fairly new, open on both ends, you know, come in the front. They got this huge yard out in the back and so it's a firehouse, and there are firemen there. Okay, that in and of itself is just a reason to go. But then you've got the food aspect, all right, and of course firemen and chili go hand in hand, along with Dalmatians. And what do you have? Like 50 restaurants that all come in, and they're all vying to be the best chili.
It's amazing. I mean, we had over 15 restaurants, and this year, I mean, Chef David from MB Post, Chef Michael from Love and Salt, Chef Ann from Sisal, Fish Bar, OB's, Nick's Restaurant. We had small, quote unquote, small restaurants, and you know, the new restaurants, and these chefs are serious. It was really fun. And, you know, Chef Ann of Sisal, a new restaurant in El Segundo, she won the best chili. And Fish Bar was the committee's favorite. And MB Post won one of the awards as well. So everyone said, we're back next year. We're in. We want to do this. And we have vegetarian chili. We have traditional chili. You name it, we have it. And it's so much fun. And you know, afterwards, because people are like, well, what about beer? And I'm like, well, you can't drink at the fire station. So what Plaza Bank did for us is they did a huge after party. And then we had, you know, some alcohol and some other food by Shade Hotel. And we had a great after party. So it is truly a great event to raise money for a great cause.
It's so great. You have it set up where it's like a big square or circle. And with tables for each of the restaurants, and as you said, wide variety of chili. I mean,
and
there was, there were not two chilies that were alike. I mean, every variation on chili you could possibly imagine, and delicious. I mean,
delicious.
And the firefighters
play with the kids with the hoses. I mean, some of the men were over there, quote unquote, taking their kids, but I saw them playing with the hoses. You know, people like lemonade, gave lemonade to everyone, Cornificory gave sweets. I mean, it's just a fully, South Bay Magazine promoted it. It is a full all-in-kind event. We have sponsors. It was awesome.
Now, you're changing the time of year you do it now? You said it's going to be in January this year, or I'm trying to remember. I thought it was in the spring previously.
Well, you're – So the first one was in November, and because of our changing weather patterns, it was about 90 degrees in the clubhouse, in the fire station. So we changed it to January. So this January, it was much cooler, even though it still was a little warm, because you get, 400 people in a fire station with lots of chili.
Right.
It gets warm. So we decided that last Sunday of January, the Sunday without football, Sunday in January without football, that it was a really good time. So that's why it will become that will be the day every year. And let's just hope that we don't have a heat wave.
That's key. That's key is when you do this, never mind the heat, the football thing. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. No, it really is amazing to me.
It is.
The first couple of weekends of football, because I take up, my husband and I do strand cruises almost every weekend, and the first couple of weekends of football, there is nobody outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is outside watching football. So that is key to know when is the right time. Yeah, that's really, really important. That is really important.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, South Bay Chili Cook-Off. All right, well, you'll have to send me the information on that as soon as you get it. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us about your other events throughout the year where you raise money for the
Okay. So as Laura was mentioning, we have our annual events. We have a food, wine, music event that this would be, I think, our fifth one. We've typically had it in August, but we're actually going to do it at a different time just because we have a lot going on right now. But that is, 2 hours of wine tasting and tapas, and it's just a lovely evening with live music, lovely afternoon with live music. So we will be planning that one again, a date to be determined. We are, again, been invited back to the hometown fair into the wine garden. So the Neptunian Women's Club will be pouring wine the Saturday of the event, and they have been inviting us back year after year, and it's just a great, an easy and great way to support our community and raise money for scholarships. The next is the probably our biggest event is the annual fashion show and luncheon. This year, because we anticipate our building to be in renovation at some point, we made the decision to take the fashion show out of the clubhouse and move it to another venue. So we have the Marriott Hotel, and which typically you wouldn't think, would be an affordable venue, but the general manager of the Marriott really, really, again, once he got to understand who we were and what we do, was more than happy to be one of our sponsors and has made it so that we can have an event there. And this year it's going to be, the title sponsor is the Manhattan Village, and also Macy's. So the fashion show will be about the vendors in the mall, but it'll also be about retailers in our community. And it's going to be a huge event. We think we're going to have probably 400 people, and this will be a banner year for fundraising at the fashion show. Last year, we raised in our clubhouse $54,000. I think, years back, it was about $10,000 that was raised. So, we seem to have this method now where we're able to, use this event to create a lot of money for philanthropy. And in really because of the sponsorship, the donors, the generosity of our community, and our amazing volunteers. I mean, we really, really have a great group of women who just love volunteering. So we will, that's November 6th from 10 to 2. And we, Laura, along with the new VP of fundraising, who is Ron Card, who a lot of people know is with Chevron, but has been on the board now. This is her second year. We'll be launching this event in the very near future. We're just very, very excited and grateful. And then the holiday wrap, it kind of is what it is. We wrap for 2.5 weeks. We love seeing people like you to come and drop your gifts off. And we work through Christmas Eve, and we raise about $20,000 by wrapping. Yeah, it takes – how many volunteers? I'm trying to remember. It took, I want to say, over 200, maybe 200 of our volunteers to fill all the shifts. And yeah. It's a lot of fun, and even more fun when you sign up with your friends, and you just make it, you know, you make it about the holidays, you make it about, you know, giving back. And the mall has been our gracious host for all these decades, and we are just very, very grateful. I also want to mention that we are the nonprofit nonprofit partner?
Recipient.
Thank you, Laura, for the Bite of the Beach. So we're very excited about that. I think the Bite of the Beach is July 9th. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. July 9th. So,
those
are our fundraising events just for this year. And in the spring, I believe Jill will have some other great events to support our philanthropy. So we're very, very excited.
Can I ask you something about that holiday wrap? When you get volunteers to do it, do you give them a course in how to wrap?
We offer suggestions, and we do make quote-unquote training available, but some people take advantage, some people don't. But I have to say, of all, you know, we've all board members are required to work the booth, and we all work multiple shifts. And Terry Primo, who is our VP of membership, she will be actually heading the booth the entire last week of the wrapping. You know, I really rarely see any packages that you would consider like, oh, those don't look really good. I mean, these women are serious wrappers. I mean, it is really quite something. I am not creative. I am not gifted. I do my very best. I can't make bows. But what I do is I wrap, and then I hand the package to the women who do make the beautiful bows. So yeah, we are there to support them if they want the support. But really, honestly, most of them don't need it.
It's an art form. It really is, because I'm a lousy rapper. Lousy rapper. my packages are not pretty. It is an art form. I do have a couple of friends that it's an event for them. That, you know, they sit down with all their packages and all their paper and ribbons and bows. And other stuff, and they make an evening of it. It's like a party, and they'll pour wine and have snacks, and they'll create these gorgeous, gorgeous packages. And I just don't have that skill set. It's very sad. So obviously, I take advantage of the Neptunian Women's Wrap thing, because as Joe should. you know, there's something I just wanted to bring up. You ladies are obviously masters of fundraising. One of the, and from what I think, you know, my opinion, I think the whole local aspect of it is so important that people, you're here, they know your location, you're doing your fundraisers locally, you're supporting local students. I just have a sad story to report that a friend of mine who is very involved with a nonprofit organization, it's one of the best things I've heard in a long time. It's a new organization, and I saw her last week, and they are having so much trouble raising funds. And she was asking me about stuff. And last year and the year before, they did a couple of events here in the South Bay, because the organization is located in the South Bay, but the fund that what they're raising funds for is out in the Valley. And I said to her, I said, locally, people are going to support. They want to support their communities. And she was like, well, it's a home for disabled adults where it'll be self-sufficient. And they couldn't afford to buy land here in the South Bay. And they found a great piece of property out in, I think it's Agora. And yet they just cannot get the money they need. They just cannot get the community support and the funds they need, even though a lot of people in the South Bay, their family members will eventually use this facility. Mm-hmm. But they just can't get the community because it's not here. How important is that?
You know, there's a couple different things going on, and I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of worthwhile charities, even in the South Bay. There's just a lot of great nonprofits that do great work. And I believe that as a result, there is a record number of fundraisers going on, which means that all of us are asking all of our local businesses, leaders, individuals for support. So I don't want to say that we're competing against each other, but I will tell you that, like anything, there's just so much that businesses can give. So when a business, in my opinion, looks about where do they want to support, they want to support in their community. And it doesn't mean your charity, the mission isn't worthwhile. It just means that it makes it harder if you're not in the community to even be considered for help. And it's tough. I mean, it's tough. I always say, and this is what's so awesome about the Neptunians. They laugh at me because I have the same thing every month. Please support the donors that support us. Give back, thank them, support them. And I will tell you, Jackie, that is the reason we are where we are and where we're going, hopefully, because the Neptunians do that. New businesses, anyone who gives us support, we're there. And it is tough to be outside of the community because there's just so much available. And I believe the businesses will give it locally because most of the businesses here, the owners live in the community as well.
Right.
So it is, I feel my heart hurts because I know the charity you're speaking of. And it's sad. It's challenging.
It's like a circle. You know, as you just said, support your sponsors, support your donors. And it's a lot easier to support those donors and sponsors if they're in the neighborhood. You'll go to that restaurant.
Exactly.
You'll go to this store.
Exactly.
It's just a lot harder to support something that's not in the community. It's very sad. And as you said, I think there must be record numbers of nonprofits, here in the South Bay. There's so many great organizations to support, and we're very fortunate that we have Chevron and Skechers and the Zislis Group and the Sims Group and all of these businesses that repeatedly step up. We are very fortunate in where we live.
We are. The small businnesses too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
Tabula Rasa, Boulevard.
Look optometry. Yeah. Completely local. Yeah.
It's great. It's really, we're very blessed. We're very appreciative. We're really humbled by the support that people have given us. We do not take it for granted. Let's put it that way. We never have. And, contrary to what, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and contrary to what some people think, I mean, we hear the word no a lot, but no doesn't mean never. It just means no. And we still support them because they're part of our community and we love them. And we know that they support others and that there is so much that they can do for X number of people. And, over time, they'll be a place for us. So tell your friend not to be discouraged.
They're having a really hard time. Anyway, speaking of, let's give a shout out to your sponsors. For anybody out there, any of the businesses that support you, go ahead and give them a shout out.
Well, Laura, help me. So Laura, when she granted the website, she with her committee did a great job putting all the donors on the page. So, I mean, seriously, there are so many donors, I couldn't list them. You've mentioned some of them.
We have 6 minutes. Get as many in as you can.
Okay.
All right, I'll start naming some.
Sure.
Do you want me to start laundry listing them? We have Chevron. We have Door-to-Door Valet Cleaners. We have Hammett. We have Manhattan Repo, Manhattan Village, Plaza Bank, South Bay Magazine, Container Store, Trina Turk, Uncorked, Shade Manhattan Beach, Tin Roof Bistro, also known as the Zislis Group and the Sims Group, Whole Foods in Plaza El Segundo. Those are some of the people that have supported us. When it comes to the fashion show, we have Trina Turk. Suzanne, would you like to add some more?
Well, I think we should just go to the website and start reading.
We can do that as well.
Yes, it's great to be able to do this, and my memory is never very good anymore.
Let me continue then.
I love the website.
You do good. Thank you.
have Hammett bags and Tin Roof Bistro, Shade, Manhattan Beach, Uncorked. So many people have helped us. It's really been wonderful. Kendra Scott gifted us
cake bake shop
for our past president. It's been really wonderful. But if we have a couple minutes, one of the things I would like to maybe bring up is our community rummage sale fundraiser that we're going to be doing on July 24th at the clubhouse, which is a building fundraiser for our renovation project. We're going to be not only selling some of our jewels inside the old clubhouse, including some Metlock's pottery and some other things that we uncovered in our archives, but we're giving an opportunity for all our associates to clear out their garages and have a big community rummage sale event on Sunday, July 24th. And it'll be open to everybody, and we hope to have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money to renovate our building.
That sounds like fun.
I think that is exactly the kind of fundraiser that the women in that founder's picture would have done. They would have had.
Yes, doesn't it?
Yes.
We might be selling some of their things.
Yeah.
That's true. See, Joe, we like to keep the old with the new. We like
right.
to be multi-generational family.
Right. I love that.
Well, and also,
we do too.
We want to just mention that if you go to our website, which is neptunianwc.org, you'll not only see about the beautiful new building that we would like to create, you'll see so many new pictures about the Neptunians, but there's also an ability to, if you can, and help us, donate to our building fund. There is a link on the page there. So the website is wonderful. It's beautiful. We've been waiting a really long time for it. As Laura mentioned, new members, it's so easy to join. And we're really excited about the future.
Neptunians.org.
Neptunians.wc.
Both of those work.
Oh, okay.
Both websites work.
Yeah.
We thought it would be easier. You know, a lot of people know us as the Neptunians.org, which is great, and that works too. But also sometimes people get a little confused, so that's why we also have the website NeptunianWC, obviously for womensclub.org. And it's sometimes easier for people to remember, but both actually work.
You did a fine job on that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It was Twisted Puppy.
Twisted Puppy was the designer that we worked with that designed our website.
Yeah.
Fabulous company to work with. I cannot say enough about them.
They know what they are doing.
They definitely do. And, you know, one other thing, too, this year we're really making efforts with our social media, Joe. You had mentioned in the beginning that we have a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, and a LinkedIn page. So it's a great way to keep up on what's going on in our organization as well. And the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also want to mention before I forget that when we give out scholarships, it's boys and girls. There's no, just because we are a women's organization, that we do not discriminate. So please apply. And everything from, as I say, you know, people who want to major in music to people who want to do, you know, bioengineering. So we welcome everyone to apply for the scholarships. And I believe the application process is in January.
Wonderful. Wonderful. My daughter, she had the grades. She was worthy. My son, he was a baseball player.
Well, we hope someday she becomes a member, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, someone has to take over our jobs, please.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for joining us today. What a wonderful time we had. Margaret Alvarez, thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Suzanne.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Laura Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you to both of you as well.
We have a wonderful time with the Neptunian Women's. We
always do.
Every time we get together,
mm-hmm.
It's always a wonderful time. And
well, we have a wonderful time with you, too.
Well, thank you. And we are excited about all the things that are coming up, and we're going to talk more about them. Hopefully, when they are happening, they'll certainly be in Jackie's various weekend guides, I'm sure. So Thank you. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have a fabulous weekend, I hope, all of you. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show.